The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. Read from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, a rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him and said, what is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship, because you can no longer be my steward. The steward said to himself, what shall I do now that my master is taking the position of steward away from me? I'm not strong enough to dig, and I'm ashamed to beg. I know what I shall do, so that when I'm removed from the stewardship, they may welcome me into their homes. He called in his master's debtors one by one. To the first he said, how much do you owe my master? He replied, 100 measures of olive oil. He said to him, here is your promissory note. Sit down and quickly write one for 50. Then to another he said, and you, how much do you owe? He replied, 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, here is your promissory note. Write one for 80. And the master commended that dishonest steward for acting prudently. For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than the children of light. The Gospel of the Lord. Today the Church celebrates one of the greatest cardinal archbishops in the history of the Church. And his name is Saint Charles Borromeo. Charles Borromeo came from a very rich family. His mother was from the Medici family. And what happened was his brother, his oldest brother, was to receive the inheritance. But his brother was killed in a freak horse accident. So all of the inheritance went to Charles. But Charles, instead of utilizing his money for worldly power and fame, Charles basically gave the money away, and he dedicated himself to the Church. He received 2 degrees in law, and he was highly respected by the Holy Father, Pope Pius IV. He's eventually ordained the priesthood and made a bishop very quickly. And the Holy Father, recognizing his incredible gifts, sent him to be the archbishop of the largest diocese in the world, which was the city of Milan, where Bishop Ambrose was years before. This archdiocese had been left without an archbishop for many years. So basically there was a lot of problems. So Charles started to work. But first of all, he prayed. He had a very deep prayer life. But then he worked very strong apostolically. One of the things he did was he would visit parishes. He would go from one parish to the next, and he would be preaching missions and educating the people. Another thing that Charles Borromeo did was up to that point, there was no formal seminary. So he established what might be called as the modern form of seminary formation for the priests, which was huge, because he recognized that If the priest did not have a good formation, then they would not be able to form the people well. Another thing that he did was he reformed religious life. One of his greatest accomplishments was that he lived in the time of the Protestant Reformation, in which in England you had Henry VIII, Germany you had Martin Luther, Switzerland you had John Calvin, Zwingli, Melanchthon, was the Protestants were spreading their errors throughout the whole world. So what happened was, Charles was the instrumental cause for the Council of Trent to be accomplished and the textbook of the Council of Trent to be promulgated. Several times the Council of Trent was discontinued because of fights and quarrels among the Spanish and the Italians, among the Jesuits and the Dominicans. But it was always Charles that would bring the Council Fathers back so that they would end and accomplish what was considered to be possibly the most important catechism of the Catholic Church. So the catechism of the Council of Trent was the first universal catechism in the Catholic Church. There have only been two in the history of 2,000 years. The Catechism of the Council of Trent and the catechism that was promulgated in 1991 by Pope John Paul II. Charles Borromeo, one of the greatest archbishops in the Catholic Church, died when he was only 46 years old. And one of the reasons why he died was the bubonic plague was spreading all throughout Europe. It was spreading throughout Milan. And Charles himself took it upon himself the initiative to visit the poor, to visit the sick. All the money that he had in the chancery, he sold so as to help the poor. So I think we should ask Charles Borromeo for three graces today. First is to not place so much importance on money. Charles Borromeo could have been one of the richest men in the world, but he became poor. But he became rich in Christ. Second is, we should ask St. Charles Borromeo to pray in a very special way for bishops and archbishops, that they would have a great desire to tend their flock and save the sheep that are entrusted to them. And last, let's ask Charles Borromeo, as he made a concerted effort to help out the poor, the ailing, the sick, the dying, that we in this year of mercy, which is almost over, we ourselves will have a great love for the poor. Because as Mother Teresa said, Jesus Christ is present in the distressing disguise of the poor. So my friends, in this wonderful feast of St. Charles Borromeo, let's beg for these graces, that like him, that we also will become saints. Amen.